Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my pleasure to be here with you today. We have a guest today. You know who it is. I kind of gave you a little teaser about that. But first, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get on with the show. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the many blessings you've given us. We thank you for who you are, the great I Am, our Creator, our Savior, the sustainer of life, the forgiver of sins. Thank you. Thank you. We ask, Lord, that you will forgive us. When we fail thee, I know that I fail you every single day, and I thank you for always being with me. We ask for your protection, Father, to protect our president, put around him a hedge of protection for him and his administration. Help us, Father, to weed out those that are against this nation. And for those who love liberty, that we will stand up and be bold. Not just for this country, Father, but for you. Father, I ask that you will bless my listeners, bless my advertisers and sponsors. Bless today's show as we visit with Daniel. And Father, hear my, send me. CSC Talk Radio is yours, not mine. We ask for your blessings on it, and that you will give me wisdom and guidance and discernment as I strive to serve you and those who listen. For such a time as this, we pray. Amen. So I guess my question today is, what climate change are we talking about? We have the pandemic and the idiocy of the tyrannical mayors and governors. Most people have forgotten. They've forgotten all about that sky falling down. While the earth worshippers, I like to call them tax worshippers, are quick to blame their made-up existential threat on America, mostly white America, it was considered an insult and a racist suggestion that we'd even call our beloved 2020 COVID-19 the China virus. The climate has changed. There is heat in the streets in America's cities. Where the clean air people, where are they? Aren't they concerned about the smoke and the pollution? What kind of substance are they using? What kind of fossil fuel did the rioters, the domestic terrorists, use to douse those statues and set them on fire? And what about those aerosol cans, those spray paint cans they're using to deface America? Where are these people when we're being polluted? I'm worried, and I ain't worried about climate change. That's not my fear. It's not even the rioters that I worry about, the bullies. It's the politicians using every trick of the book to take this country down. Full speed ahead to socialism. It's a republic, if you can keep it. That's what Ben Franklin said. Perhaps he knew that people were easily fooled, swayed, and bribed, and not so strong when it came to standing for what is right. Watched a cowboy show. I know I've said this several times since I heard it. But when you see a wrong, you fight it. And if you don't, you become a part of it. Are we, America, ready yet to fight the wrongs against us? Are we just going to sit and watch the bullies take over this country? Ruin everything that, you know, we took our kids to see during a vacation? Climate change isn't real, but the people perpetrating the lie and labeling you every dirty word in the book, they're real. Racism isn't the problem, and it's not real, but the BLM marching, it's a marching army against this nation is real. And they are the real racists. And they are well-funded, too. While politicians are as phony as a $3 bill, I happen to have one of those that has Bill Clinton's picture on it. their unconstitutional legislation, their inability or unwillingness to do their job, that is real. The allowing and the cheering in some respects for the eluding and the burning of the destruction of this nation. The reality of the elective is their hate and their treasonous ways against good old hard-working Americans. You know, we know them as the deplorables. The cities are in trouble. But the trouble rabble rousers know better than to bring that junk to rule America. We won't be standing down. It'll be a new climate for them indeed when they meet Bubba. Remember, Bubba shot the jukebox for singing a sad song, and he won't be tolerating no burning down of the John Deere tractor place.